Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Chasdai Pesach Vansir, Harav Meir Kahana, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, and Yosef Ben Meir. We're going to be speaking to you about events in Israel. There are new events and new developments in Israel that we should be concerned about and that JTF wants to act upon with your help. And we want to speak about the latest on the campaign. The campaign, according to the latest polls, doesn't look good, but it's not over yet. In 1 week, from today, if you're watching this on Monday, we're going to have the Iowa caucuses on February 1st. So we're going to be discussing that. And although Ted Cruz has an uphill battle, and although it's going to be a tough fight, it's not over yet. And so we're still going to try to the very end to help Ted Cruz and to defeat Donald Trump, to defeat the left-wing phony Donald Trump. But first, let's get to the situation in Israel. This past week, the evil government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Defense Minister Moshe Yaalon, and Naftali Bennett, and all the other partners in his government, Shas and Aryeh Deri, expelled 200 Jews from their homes, from buildings that they had purchased and homes that they had purchased and that they owned in Hebron in English, Hebron in Hebrew, is Ir Avotenu, the city of our forefathers, the city where our forefathers are buried, in Meirat HaMachpelah, in the cave of the patriarchs. These 200 Jews were expelled by the Israeli army under orders from the evil Netanyahu government. The same Netanyahu government that allows millions of Arab Muslims committed to our annihilation to do whatever they want in the land of Israel. Murder Jews, stab Jews, run Jews over, and they receive unending assistance paid for by Israeli taxpayers. They do everything they can, the Israeli government, to help the Arabs and to undermine the good Jews that want to save Israel and save the Jewish homeland. And so, in another act of anti-Semitism, of Jewish anti-Semitism, the Israeli government threw 200 Jews out of their homes in Hebron, out of these new homes, these new buildings that had been acquired by the Jews in Hebron. Arabs who are committed to exterminating the Jewish people can build all over the land of Israel without permits, without permission, illegally, anywhere they want, on Jewish property. Just take over the property and start building, and nobody does anything. Tens of thousands of Arab buildings and structures all over the land of Israel, the Netanyahu government does nothing. This is the type of evil government we're talking about. This is a government that is like the football player who catches the ball and runs and runs and runs and scores a touchdown for the other team. Netanyahu is always scoring a touchdown for the enemy team. This was a terrible act, an evil act, an anti-Semitic act, utterly immoral, and a setback to the efforts by Jews not to lose Judea and Samaria, the heartland of the Jewish people. Not to have the creation of a so-called Palestinian state, which Netanyahu openly says that he favors creating. And you better believe that under pressure he will do it, God forbid. And so, this was not a good week for the Jewish settler movement, but the Jews are going to continue their struggle. They're not giving up. The Jews, the thousands of Jewish activists who live in Judea and Samaria, they're the Maccabees of our generation. They are the true Jewish heroes. And we stand with them, and we're going to fight with them, and we back them up, and we're going to support them. And if you want to support them, if you're on the side of the Jews who were expelled, if you're on the side of the Jews who say Hebron belongs to the Jewish people because God gave it to the Jewish people and not to the Arab Muslim Nazis that want to exterminate us, if you're on the side of the Jews and against the Arab Muslim Nazis and their collaborators in the Israeli establishment and the Israeli government, if you're on the side of the Jews, then you're in the right place, because JTF will back them and we will do everything we can to support them. And this same week, a couple of days ago, a Jewish hero, Meir Ettinger, the grandson of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Harav Meir David Kahana Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Livracha Hashem Yikom Damo, of the great Rabbi Meir Kahana, the blessed, our blessed leader, Rabbi Meir Kahana. May God avenge his blood. His grandson, his heroic grandson, Meir Ettinger, who is also a great Talmid Chacham, who is also a great Torah scholar, by the way, just like his grandfather was. Meir Ettinger, who is in prison on administrative detention, not charged with any crime. He's not charged with doing anything illegal. He's in prison because the Israeli government feels like putting him in prison. They didn't charge him with any crime. He's not entitled to a trial, not entitled to see a judge, not entitled to anything. They just put him in prison because of his political views. That's the so-called democracy of Israel. While Arab Muslim Nazis sit in the Knesset in the Israeli parliament and openly call for the destruction of Israel and support Arab terrorism from the podium of the Israeli Knesset. But Meir Ettinger, a Jewish hero, who is teaching young Jews to love the land of Israel and love the Jewish people and love the Torah, he's put in prison because he says the land of Israel belongs to us and because we need a Jewish government and a Jewish state, a truly Jewish state. And so he's put in prison for that. Meir Ettinger went on a hunger strike because he's been in prison for 6 months now and they're about to renew, God forbid, his imprisonment again for another 6 months. And so he's going on a hunger strike. Just remember that he's starving there now. He's in prison and he's not eating to protest and to fight for his rights and for all of our rights. Because when they do this to Meir Ettinger, they're doing it to every one of us, to the whole Jewish people. Every one of us. Every one of us will pay a price if we're silent when this terrible injustice happens to Meir Ettinger. And there are other Jews other than him that are also in prison unjustly. They're political dissidents. Two innocent Jews were arrested and charged with an attack on Arab Muslims in Houma. They had nothing to do with the attack. They were tortured. They got tortured confessions out of these two Jews. One is 21 years old, the other is 17 years old. And they got tortured confessions out of them. Now those two Jews are being represented by attorneys. They have good attorneys. Their attorneys are representing them. And so JTF is not involved with that case because they're already represented. And they're already being taken care of. But we are involved in terms of making videos for them and trying to build public support so that people understand that they're being framed. They're being set up. This is a setup. You can torture, if you torture somebody, you can get a confession out of somebody if you torture them. The whole case is based upon confessions that were gotten through physical torture. Something which they don't do to Arab terrorists. Arab terrorists who murder innocent Jewish men, women, and children, they don't torture those people. They should torture. Because they're enemies of the Jewish people and it's supposed to be a Jewish state. Yes, we should discriminate. Yes, we should discriminate against those who want to destroy the Jewish people. Nazis who want to exterminate the Jewish people as opposed to heroic Jewish youth who want to defend Jews and defend Jewish lives. Yes, there should. You better believe there should be discrimination. But instead, the discrimination is against the Jews. The Arab terrorists are treated better than the Jews, better than Jewish heroes. Jewish heroes are treated in the worst way possible, are tortured, physically tortured. Children are tortured by the Shabak, the evil Shabak, which is the Israeli KGB. They're supposed to be the Israeli FBI, they're the Israeli KGB. The FBI would never dare do the things that the Israeli Shabak is doing. What the Israeli Shabak is doing is right out of the Soviet Union. And so Meir Ettinger is on a hunger strike. And yes, we do help Meir Ettinger and his family. JTF does help them. And we're proud to help them. We help them financially. And yes, we do help them with videos. And we put out videos and we're fighting for them as well to try again through public relations. You don't see, they're in Hebrew, the videos. I don't put the Hebrew videos anymore on the English page because it's just too crowded with all the other stuff. We have so much stuff on the English page and on our English website and in our English forum. So I don't put the Hebrew videos up there anymore. But you better believe this week, every week, there are Hebrew videos that we keep churning out and we keep fighting. The public relations fight for them as well. Because somebody has to defend them in the public as well. Somebody has to tell the public the truth. The Israeli news media is lying, and JTF is part of that group that tries to tell the truth. There are wonderful people in Israel that are not connected to JTF that are also working on this and also trying to get the truth out. But we cooperate and we want to help them and bolster them, and we also publicize the truth. We're proud to be part of that effort. I don't know if there's anyone else outside of Israel in America that does that. I think as far as I know, we're the only group outside of Israel that does that. But we're fighting again to help the Jewish heroes, Jewish dissidents that are being tortured, that are being imprisoned solely because of their political views. We're fighting for their rights. And again, Meir Ettinger, a brave young Jewish hero, is on a hunger strike now. He's in prison, even though they admit that they can't charge him with any crime. They have no evidence to prove that he broke any law. But because they don't like what he stands for, they put him in prison. So that's what we're fighting for. That's what we're doing. Now, these brave Jews are anything but broken. They're fighting back, and they're doing everything they can to defend the Jewish people and defend themselves, of course. And we're going to do everything we can to back them up. That is JTF's position. And let me tell you something. If it's popular, unpopular, or people care about this issue, don't care about this issue, with JTF, that's not the criteria. Our criteria, is it good for the Jewish people? Is it the right thing to do? Is it just and righteous and what God wants us to do? That's our criteria. We don't care if it's popular. We don't care if it's unpopular. We don't care if it's good for us organizationally or not. We're going to continue to fight for what's right. That's what we do as an organization. If you want organizations that will go with what's popular and will go with the trendy things, JTF is certainly not the right organization then for you. Because we don't go with the trendy things. We go with what's right. Of course, we want to be popular. We do everything we can to promote our videos and promote ourselves, and we do everything we can. We want to be popular. We want everybody to support us and love us. We'd love to have that. But we won't do it at the expense of our principles. We won't do it at the expense of Jewish honor. That we won't do. God forbid. So, all of us have an obligation to speak out. We can't be silent. We have to speak out against this injustice in Israel and back the brave Jews that are facing this onslaught of persecution now in Israel, whether it's Jews being expelled in Hebron, whether it's Jews being put in prison solely for their political point of view, whether it's two Jews being charged with attacking Arab Muslims in Israel, in which three Arab Muslims were killed, and they're being charged with three counts of murder now, so they're facing life imprisonment, God forbid. And the only evidence against them are forced confessions that were obtained through torture. And by the way, the claim is, again, this was after hundreds and hundreds of Jews have been slaughtered. 2,000 Jews were slaughtered because of the Oslo agreements. 2,000 Jewish men, women, and children have been slaughtered by the Muslim Nazi terrorists, supported by the Muslim population in Israel. And the Israeli government does nothing about that, except help our enemies. But if a Jew is accused of doing anything, even spray painting graffiti on behalf of the Jewish people, that's an act of terrorism. All of a sudden, the whole Israeli government, the Israeli army, all the Israeli establishment mobilizes to go after these people. And if they can't find the people who do something, which is the real case in Duma, because the two Jews that were charged are innocent, if they can't find the people who do it, they'll pin it on somebody and try to frame somebody by torturing them to make a phony confession. And by the way, guilty or not, and again, I wasn't there, but I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt because people are innocent until proven guilty in a free society. So I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. They proclaim their innocence and I believe them. But guilty or not, the case against them is completely invalid. You do not base a case on torture, on forced confessions and torture. Only the most brutal, evil dictatorships behave that way. Especially to do it against your own brothers and sisters. So that's the first issue that we're involved with. I don't know what's going to be. The trial of these two Jews that are on trial is going to come up. We'll see what happens. And of course, we have the case of Meir Ettinger. We'll see if they renew his administrative detention. That's going to be an ongoing struggle. We're going to continue to fight against it. It's a complete miscarriage of justice, what's being done, and we will speak out on that issue. Second subject, of course, you know that we support Ted Cruz for the presidency. What a difference between Ted Cruz and his supporters and these low-level, cowardly schmucks who support Netanyahu in Israel. Schmucks on their hands and knees before Barack Hussein Obama, before anyone who pressures them. What a bunch of low, cowardly worms. What a difference between someone like Netanyahu and someone like Cruz. I mean, Cruz, whatever else you... And he's not perfect, but whatever else you want to say about him, he's got guts. Something which Netanyahu has never had and never will have. And none of the politicians in Israel will ever have that. But anyway, the situation with Cruz doesn't look that great this week. The polls show that Donald Trump... people are so stupid, they're voting for Donald Trump. The biggest phony, the biggest fraud, who openly says that he, openly has said that he took all these left-wing positions all these years. What a phony. He said, I gave to Democrats because I did it for my business. In other words, he said he was bribing Democrats for business reasons, even though they were destroying the country. He now says they were destroying the country. By the way, at the time when he gave to them, he was praising them, endorsing them, and saying he's voting for them. So now this liar comes along, he says, well, I have to do it for business reasons, even if that were true. In other words, for business reasons, you support the people who are destroying America? For business reasons, you're going to support people destroying America and give millions of dollars to fund people destroying America just to get a little extra business edge here or there? And that makes you a traitor. Only a traitor will do that. If you sell out your country for money, you're a traitor. And that's what Donald Trump is. That's what Donald Trump is. If he gave money to people whom he knows are destroying the country, like Hillary Clinton and Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi and Andrew Cuomo and Anthony Weiner and Rahm Emanuel, and I can go on and on. He gave money to all these left-wing Democrats whom he know, whom he, if he was a real conservative, he would know they're destroying the country. And he gave them all this money, millions of dollars? And he says he did it for business reasons? Doesn't that make him a traitor? In other words, he's funding those who are destroying America, enabling those destroying America to get a little bit of an extra business edge? You mean the billions of dollars he already has is not enough? He doesn't have enough money? He needs to get a little extra business edge so he'll help and fund those who are destroying the country? And of course, it's even worse than that because he actually agreed with these people. If you look at his positions on the issues, he agreed with these people. And we've shown you videos proving that if you've been following us. You see him openly being interviewed saying that he's very pro-choice on abortion. He supports partial birth abortion. He supported gay marriage. He supported the biggest tax increase in America. He wanted to have the biggest tax increase ever, $5.7 trillion tax increase. He's never had a tax increase that size, anywhere near that size. That's what he proposed. Support socialized health care. His health care plan is the same as that of Bernie Sanders. He wants the government to pay for, and this is after he declared for president. He still takes that position. And he favors amnesty. He favors amnesty. The big issue that all the dumb people, and if you support Donald Trump, you are dumb. You are stupid if you support him. You are dumb and stupid. He calls everybody else stupid. He knows what stupid is because they're all of his supporters. He supports amnesty. He says he's gonna throw people out and then let them come and invite them back in. He's gonna let them cross the border back across the border to come back in. As soon as he throws them out, they can come right back in. Isn't that what's happening now when people are deported? Ted Cruz says if we catch them, we're gonna deport them, we're gonna enforce the law, deport them, and they can't come back and they can never become citizens. Donald Trump says, no, they can come back. We'll deport them temporarily, they'll come back and they'll become citizens. That's not amnesty. That's worse than we have now. So we're doing what we can. Can Ted Cruz pull off a victory in Iowa, which can maybe stop this insanity? Sarah Palin, that mental midget, that whoring mental midget, and she's a whore and a mental midget, an imbecile of the worst type, she endorses him. Oh yeah, like Donald Trump. I mean, she endorses him, this moron. And everybody's so excited Sarah Palin endorsed him. You've got to be... She has an IQ even lower than the IQ of most of his followers. And that's pretty low. That's about as low as you can get. Anyway, the latest polls show him with a double-digit lead in Iowa. I think Cruz has to beat him in Iowa. We're going to do everything we can. Cruz has another debate coming up on Thursday, so anything can still happen. We still have a week to go. Iowa has been known to switch back and forth and flip around. It's still possible for Cruz to pull this off. And Thursday night, again, this coming Thursday night, there's one last debate. So we better hope and pray. You better pray, hope and pray that Ted Cruz wins this debate. We got to pray. We have a chance finally to have a really good candidate. Not lesser of the evils, but a truly good candidate who would make a good president. Finally! Finally! And the voters in Iowa, New Hampshire, these other places are going to want this clown, this lying, thieving clown, this thief who with Trump University stole money from thousands of working class kids, took $20,000, $30,000 for them for tuition to go to Trump University and learned nothing and got nothing out of it. They're all suing him now. There's a class action suit against him. If he wasn't a billionaire, he'd be in jail. He's a thief. He's a con man. He's a thief. I mean, the guy who got rich with casino. I mean, he actually got rich. He inherited the money from his father. Anyway, you know what we've been doing. You've seen us every day. We put up another video against him. Every day you've seen another video against him. Plus, if you went, like, for instance, today to our Facebook page and to our main page, you see that we have article after article exposing him. I mean, we have the best of the best. It's a shame JTF isn't running the campaign against him. Then if we were well-funded and could run a campaign against him, I think it would be a whole different ballgame. I think we could give Ted Cruz the victory. If we had a multi-million dollar campaign, if we were given a multi-million dollar budget to wage a campaign against him in Iowa, I think we would beat Trump with our campaign. If you went to our site today, for instance, we have the article showing how Glenn Beck endorsed Ted Cruz. And we show that, which is good news. We show how Katrina Pearson, who is Donald Trump's main spokesperson now, his spokeswoman, Katrina Pearson, a black woman from Texas, another one who is faked being conservative, fakes everything else, she puts on her tweets and puts all over and has written on Facebook that her idol is Malcolm X. She rants against white people. She rants against Christians. She rants against conservatives. And she says her idol is Malcolm X. Malcolm X, who said that whites, you white, blue-eyed devils, you is all blue-eyed devils. That's Malcolm X, that's the civil rights leader, that the whites are all blue-eyed devils. Malcolm X, who called for the destruction of Israel and the Jewish people, called for genocide against the Jewish people, called for a Holocaust against Israeli Jews, this Jew-hating Muslim, white-hating Muslim animal. And she says, Katrina Pearson, that's her idol, Malcolm X. She's now Donald Trump's main spokesperson. This is the type of scum that Trump attracts. Louis Farrakhan this week praised Donald Trump. Did you know that? Louis Farrakhan praised it. Louis Farrakhan likes him too. A lot of black racists and anti-Semites are attracted to Trump, just like a lot of Nazi Klan white anti-Semites are attracted to him. In other words, the scum of the earth is attracted to this carnival barker. So we did an article, you can go and see, we did an article exposing Katrina Pearson. We did an article talking about the Trump cult. That you know, Trump supporters are like members of a cult. No matter what you say, it doesn't matter. You can't say, no matter what facts you bring to these dumb, blind, imbecilic people, it doesn't make a difference for them. They'll still support their God, their leader, Donald Trump. This week he said, in fact, he himself this week said, and this is what our article, if you go to our site, you'll see it, and you see the video showing him saying it, he says at a rally, he says, you know, I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue. In front of everybody, I could shoot somebody, I could murder people on Fifth Avenue, and they'll still support me. My supporters are so dumb, they'll still support me. He didn't say they're so dumb, but he said, my supporters will still support me, even if I shoot somebody, even if I go around murdering people on Fifth Avenue in broad daylight, I go around murdering people, my supporters will still support me. And so we did an article entitled, You Know You're Part of the Trump Cult When, and then you read on when, and you know that if you still support Trump after hearing this, if this doesn't even bother you, that he's mocking his own supporters. He's saying, look how dumb these people are. They support me no matter what. No matter what they expose about me, they still support me. We have an article about that as well that you would see today. And today you'd also see the article, of course, about the 22 conservative writers in the National Review. 22 leading conservative writers who finally have wrote articles explaining why, in detail, why you should not support Donald Trump. Really going into detail, really showing what a fraud, what a con man, what a liar, what an opportunist, what a mentally unstable person he is. All of that today, just today, the Glenn Beck story, the Katrina Pearson story, the Trump cult story that he could shoot people and still have his followers follow him, the National Review story, all that is on today. Those are all featured stories on our main page and on our Facebook page. That's just today. And that's just part of what we give you. So we are the site to go to for campaign news. It's a shame. It's a shame that we don't have the funds and the budget to become a massive site that would really, really do him in and would really help someone good like Ted Cruz, who would be great for America, great for Israel, and great for and make this a better world. So again, let's pray that the great Ted Cruz somehow, he's fighting uphill. Let's hope that he can somehow pull this off. He's campaigning hard. He has a good organization. He has some very dedicated people in Iowa that are working hard for him. He has one more debate on Thursday, and he is a very good debater, of course. Let's hope and pray that something can happen to shake the race up. The odds are against us, as usual. The odds are against us. What else is new? But let's hope and pray that something can happen and we can still pull off a victory in Iowa on February 1st. We're going to do everything we can to do that. And you should be part of our effort to do that. We need you to do four things to help us. To help us both with helping the heroic Jews that are under being persecuted in Israel and also to help with our campaign on behalf of Ted Cruz. There are four things that we need you to do. Number one, we need your prayers. Please pray for our success. And please pray for the success of good people, whether it's the heroic Jews in Israel, whether it's Ted Cruz running for president. Pray for the success of the good people. Pray for the success of good causes. Pray for us. Pray for us and pray for the good causes in this world that we should be praying for. Prayer is very important. If you sincerely pray to God, it can make a difference. I'm not saying God will necessarily grant all of our prayers and give us everything we want right now, but prayers are never a waste. Even if you seemingly didn't get what you prayed for, you never know in future years or in future generations what that prayer, because God never forgets that you said that prayer. That counts. And in future years or future generations, maybe not in this world, maybe in the next world, you never know, or in ways that we don't even realize, prayer does count. When you do something good, when you do something righteous, it counts. It does count. So let's pray. Let's pray this. We got a lot of praying to do. We got a very important things to pray about. Also help us with our Hebrew and English videos. When you see our Hebrew and or English videos, help promote those videos. Go to the videos, view them. Of course, like them, comment, and you know, do all the other things that you can do to promote the videos. Share them, whatever you can do to promote the videos. And our main sites, be active on our main sites. If you speak Hebrew, be active on hayamin.org. That's our main Hebrew site, if you speak Hebrew. Im atem dovrei ivrit, chashuv meod liot pe'ilim ba'atar ha'ikari shelanu, hayamin.org. If you're Hebrew speakers, important to be active on the Hebrew site. If you're English speakers, jtf.org. Be active on jtf.org. Shlomo runs a fantastic site. You go to it, and this is where you're really going to get all the campaign information as well. The really good, juicy stuff against Trump and for Cruz. The juicy stuff is on our site. You'll get the best from all over the internet on our site. So be active on our main page. That's the third thing you can do. Prayer, videos, active on our main page. Those are the first three things. Fourth, of course we need your financial support. Checks, money orders, cash donations. It does make a difference. If you send us checks or money orders or cash donations to our post office box, of course it makes a difference. Of course, the stronger we are, the more we're capable of doing. The more we're capable of helping Jewish heroes in the land of Israel, the more we're capable of bringing the truth to people about this presidential election and about the important things that make a difference for America, for Israel, to make this a better world. So we need your financial support. God bless the great JTFers who are supporting us on a regular basis. What we're doing is very important. It's important, win or lose, it's important that someone tell the truth. And we haven't lost yet. We haven't lost yet. And in the end, we're definitely going to win. In the end, there's no question, God will redeem the world. There will be a messianic redemption and the world will be redeemed in the end. That will eventually happen. I don't know if it'll happen in our lifetime, but it eventually will happen someday. But we're required to do everything we can within our own natural power to tell the truth and to stand for righteousness and stand for what God wants us to stand for. We're required to do that. And so when you help us, you're helping those that are fighting. And you know, I'm proud of the fact that we are a movement that's willing to take unpopular stands, willing to do the difficult things, willing to fight against the odds. I don't know what's going to happen. It could be Cruz will lose, God forbid, and, you know, we spent 3 years trying to help him. But we did what was right. We did the right thing, and I'm proud of that. Win or lose, I'm proud of what we've done. Because that's what we're in this world to do. We're in this world to do what's right, whether it's popular or unpopular. And if you prefer, for convenience sake, instead of sending checks, money orders, or cash donations to the post office box, if you prefer, for convenience sake, to do it with your credit card online through PayPal, you can do that easily as well. You just go to the donate button on top on our Hebrew main page on hayamin.org. On hayamin.org on top, in English, you'll see the word donate. You click on the donate button and you can conveniently donate to us in dollars or in shekels. Efshar gam litrom lanu bishkalim. Efshar lasot et zeh. It is possible also to donate to us in shekels on our site. Because we have it in English and we have it in Hebrew and we have it in dollars and in shekels, whatever's convenient for you. And so, here we are, fighting a battle, fighting for what's right. And I'm so proud of the good people that I've known for years in JTF, who are willing to stand for what's right, whether it's popular or unpopular. Even sometimes we have to sail against the wind and swim against the tide, but we fight for what's right, and we fight for justice and righteousness. That's why we're in this world. We're in this world to stand up for what's right. With God's help, let's work together. Let's work together as a team. And God willing, let's hope we can do things to make this a better world. Until next week, for JTF, Shalom.